This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
For more insight into global markets this morning, we have on the line with us Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence. Good morning, Tony, and thank you very much for joining us. So the Fed's loose monetary policy seems to be driving US equity bulls at the moment. With the release of the minutes from the last Fed meeting yesterday, do you see that changing anytime soon?
Well, I think there's a lot of comfort with the loose monetary policy from the Fed, but I think some of the discussion or murmurs about pulling back on repos and shrinking the Fed's balance sheet has given people some pause, although not a lot. So a lot of the traders I speak to are careful about the Fed slowing down the expansion of their balance sheet. There's a massive, like over a 90% correlation of balance sheet expansion and equity market expansion. So if that were to slow down at all, it would slow down the rate of equity market growth and price rises.
And moving over to Chinese manufacturing, activity there is slowly ramping up again. How long do you think it will take for global supply chains that are largely dependent on China to return to a sense of normalcy?
Well, I think the Chinese manufacturers are somewhat fortunate that the slowdown happened close to Chinese New Year. If it had happened at another time of year, it would have been extraordinarily disruptive. It's still been disruptive. But the process of coming back from the Lunar New Year and ramping back up is something that they're really only a couple weeks late on. So although it's been disruptive, if they can ramp up quickly, sure, there will certainly be a hit on Q1. But I think they can potentially ramp up by, say, mid-Q2. And the rest of the year could look okay. But I think the hit has been sufficiently severe that there isn't really, they're not going to recover 100%.
And Tony, do you think then, as a result of COVID-19 and even with the US-China trade war, will there be any long-term changes in terms of how companies decide where to put their supply chains then?
Oh, yeah. We've been talking for a couple of years about how global manufacturers are over-allocated to China. Their manufacturing portfolio is overly concentrated in China. And that they've accepted way too much risk through that over-concentration. For exporters to North America, our view has been that much of that manufacturing, or maybe not much, but a notable amount of that manufacturing will likely move to Mexico, partly because of the issues in China, but partly because of USMCA and the ratification of USMCA. And what we believe is the growing regionalization of supply chains, which has everything to do from, say the globalization of manufacturing wages to transport costs to environmental concerns around fuel consumption from large boats and that sort of thing.
And the euro, moving over to currencies, the euro has been dragged down by weak economic data out of Germany, with the industrial sector seeing a fall in orders. How bad will things get in Germany?
Well, I think it depends on how aggressively the Chinese government stimulates to take global market share. So there is competition between, say, Germany and Japan, and Germany and China, and Germany and Korea. So you could potentially have China, Korea, and Japan giving incentives to their manufacturers to recover and indirectly compete with Germany. At the same time, you have consumption in Europe has really leveled off and is declining. So in both their home market and on the competitive side, German manufacturers are really suffering. We've expected this for quite some time, and it's finally happening now.
Meanwhile, if we bring it closer to this region, right, Tony, central banks across Asia-Pacific seem to be under pressure to cut rates as a result of the slowing growth due to the COVID-19. But in this region, who do you think is going to do it first, and how aggressive will they be?
Well, I think whoever does it, it doesn't matter who does it first, or it matters less who does it first than the efficacy of the pullback, meaning we've had a pullback with COVID-19, but how long will that last? There's a lot of pent-up demand. So when markets come back, people will buy things pretty quickly. It's not as if that demand has disappeared. So We may see rate cuts to stimulate purchasing, but to be honest, a lot of that purchasing would have happened anyway. So if you give it 6 to 8 weeks, we'll be back where we would have been anyway. So I think central banks are thinking, yes, we're getting a lot of pressure to cut, but we need to think twice so we don't overheat come end of Q2, early Q3.
Well, thank you very much for your insight this morning, Tony. And that was Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence, talking to us about his expectations for central banks across the Asia-Pacific, the euro, as well as on his take on the U.S. equity markets after the Fed's minutes were just released. Now, this, of course, is the minutes of the Fed meeting in January, where policymakers decided to maintain the Fed policy rate at 1.5% to 1.75% for a time, to support a recovery in business investment and a labor market.
Yeah, the Fed also finds the risk to outlook somewhat more favorable, that was in quotes, since its last meeting in December. However, just take note that these were minutes from January. This is before COVID-19 became a lot more rampant in terms of its effects on the supply chains.
However, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, traders are still pricing in at least one quarter point cut in the second half of the year. And of course, U.S. stocks held on to earlier gains on the heels of these minutes. And just to remind everybody, you know, the Fed actually, their priorities are always going to be maximum employment, stable prices, and moderate long-term interest rates. Now, we know that the U.S. job market is very robust. They've kept interest rates where they are. So it seems like there is pressure actually for them not to do anything and also keep some dry powder. So maybe at best one rate cut during the year, but I think they really want to see what the macro data is going to come out like.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.